Chapter 33, Nazareth. When the child Jesus was brought back from Egypt by his parents, they took him into the parts of Galilee. We want now to tell you about the city where they went to live, which is called Nazareth. There is something wonderful about his being brought up in a place which was called by the name of Nazareth. It was because of this, the Bible tells us, that one of the words spoken by the prophets of the Old Testament was fulfilled. Let us look at it for a little while. The prophecy which was fulfilled was, "He, Jesus, shall be called a Nazarene." Now this must mean those who were called in the Old Testament Nazarites. They were people who were set apart by a vow that they would give themselves up to the service of the Lord. They were not to drink wine or to eat of the grape, nor to cut off the hair of their head. This was to show that they were set apart as holy and for the service of God alone. All the while they kept the vow. You will see it in the case of Samson. For neither himself nor his mother were to drink wine, and his hair was not to be cut by a razor. He was to be a Nazarite, and when afterwards they did cut off his hair, the vow was broken, and the Spirit of the Lord departed from him, so that he was no stronger than other men. Hannah also gave up her little Samuel to the service of the Lord, and vowed that no razor should come upon his head. Now how true it was that the child Jesus was altogether given up to the service and will of God his Father. He was truly the Son of God as well as the Son of Man, and yet he was his Father's servant and was engaged in doing his Father's business. He went about doing good and said of himself, "Lo, I come to do thy will, O God." This will was that he should suffer and die to put away the sins of his people. God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that he should be the sacrifice for their sins. So the Lord Jesus was wholly given up to the service of the Lord, and was a Nazarite indeed. Now the remarkable thing is that the very city where he went to live and was brought up was called Nazareth, and because of this he was called a Nazarene. The Jews had to call him a Nazarene, although they rejected him as the true Nazarite who was to come. They used the name Nazarene in scorn and as a reproach, because we are told that all the worthless characters went to Nazareth, as it was a secluded place. But God overruled it for good, as being the name that showed him to be the true Nazarite. And so the lines of the hymn which we sing can be used in this sense also. The words a gracious meaning have, though meant in scorn by you. You can see, too, what scorn was attached to the name of Nazarene by the words Nathanael used to Philip. He asked Philip, "Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth?" But here was a good thing indeed, if only he knew, for this Nazarene, the Lord Jesus Christ, was a holy Nazarite unto the Lord. May you be led to do what Philip told Nathanael to do, come and see. That is, may your eyes be opened by the Holy Spirit to see your need of Jesus to save you from your sins, and grace be given to seek to know him for yourselves. You will remember what the angels said to the women who came early to the sepulchre where Jesus was buried. They said, "Be not affrighted, ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified." There is one more thing about Nazareth. After Jesus was baptized and began to preach the gospel, he came to Nazareth and went into the synagogue and stood up to read. The words he read were from Isaiah, and he told the people that he was the person of whom it is said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." The people wondered at the gracious words which he spoke. But when he began to tell them that the widow that Elijah was sent to was a woman of Samaria and not a Jew, and that Naaman, who was healed of the leprosy, was also not a Jew, they became very angry with him. They took him out to the edge of the hill on which Nazareth was built, and were going to cast him down headlong from the top. But by his miraculous power he passed through their midst and went safely away. This shows the enmity that we have in our hearts against the truth of God. And so they rejected Jesus, the true Nazarite, although he had come to save sinners. But we must tell you the texts. You can read about the Nazarites in the book of Numbers, chapter 6, and about Samson being one of them in the book of Judges, chapters 13 and 16. Then you will find the account of Jesus being called a Nazarene in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, and the last verse, and the account of his preachings at Nazareth in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4.